The risk of trading futures and options can be substantial. All information, publications, and material used and distributed by Advanced Trading Incorporated shall be construed as solicitation. ATI does not maintain an independent research department as defined in CFTC Regulation 1.71. Information obtained from third-party sources is believed to be reliable, but its accuracy is not guaranteed by Advanced Trading Incorporated. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results.
Good morning from sunny Nashville, Tennessee. What a night last night. I got dragged out, went to the hockey game. I had an opportunity to meet with one of the largest grain traders in the world. He's a totally nice guy, and his friends weren't exactly small traders either. You never know who you're going to meet. Always good to network. Went to a book signing. Fun stuff. Speaking of signing, sign off that rates are going to go lower. That is not going to happen, folks. June rate cut out. The bid and ask between reality and perception has changed tremendously in the last hour. We have a great show today. Connor B is going to talk about CONAB. We're going to break down the charts. I have those on. I'll have to click slow. Connor will walk me through that. Speaking of walking me through that, I got to ask y'all, thank you for your support, but like and subscribe to the Advanced Trading YouTube channel. We hit our 9,000th subscriber. I got to tell you, just a year ago, we only had about 2,500 subscribers. So thank you. Hit notifications. That really helps when we go live like this. If you hit the notifications button, that really does some neat things. So with that, CONAB, CPI, the markets are moving, money's moving. We're going to touch on cattle. Big report tomorrow, a couple reports, and bring Connor in the show. Speaking of Connor into the show, did you all watch the cow guy close yesterday? Connor had his debut. If you could pull up a picture of that. Look at this rascal up here. Look at this guy. Well, that was premium content. That was good. We did that. Look at that, Bridgman. Questions to ask ourselves. What is our space situation? What did you talk about on your live national TV debut?
The same thing we talk about here almost every day, Tommy. But it was all about how the plan needs to be in place now, how we're in a lower price environment, how merchandising this grain, right, is important, bin storage, how are we going to use our bins, and just deep diving into that. So it was great. I got to laugh, and I might get you in trouble with RFD TV, but you sent me, classic Tommy Grisoffi, you sent me your show notes for you and I talking, and it was just a blank page, right? You and I knew we could go 6 minutes, no problem.
No, what I sent you was the last page of the teleprompter. There was a page before that of the monologue.
Okay.
I don't know if people know or not, but Ryan Fogel helps me write those every day. Thank you, Ryan. So how the show's built real quick, just so people understand, is we meet in the morning. I've already had that meeting with RFD. We know who our guests are. Today's guests are Kenny Polcari, Bob Iacino, Carly Garner. We already know the subject. I have to write the monologue. I say it in my phone. I send it to Ryan. Apparently, Ryan paid more attention in English and understands grammar and stuff like that. You know, things that are kind of important in the journalism world. But boy, do I have the gift of gab. So I can say it in my phone, but when I write it, it comes out like a different language. Anyway, Ryan pretties it up. We get it back to the producers. They load up the teleprompter. I try to go... not mess that up too much, and we do the show. It was fun to see you on the other side of it.
Yeah, it was fun doing. Thanks for having me. We'll have to do it again.
Yeah, and it was good. Oh, by the way, my friend Chris Swift from Swift Trading, right after I got off the show, he said farmers needed to hear that message. So if you're out there and you missed that show, we can send you the link. It's out there on X. If you look under Cow Guy, third segment, you got your A block, B block, C block. Connor B was a C block. All right, speaking of C block, we got to start blocking and talking markets here because we had some big moves. Where do you want to take the show today, sir?
Let's do, you ready to talk CPI numbers? I feel outside, and that was kind of the hot number. So CPI numbers released this morning.
Leaked.
And they released.
they leaked, right? Yeah.
So, and they were hot. So the CPI, which is the key inflation gauge, rose 3.5% in March, higher than expectations and making an acceleration for inflation. So here I'm going to read you another headline. You take it away, Tommy. Following the report, traders pushed the first expected rate cut out to September. Bye-bye June, July rate cut. Right now we're into September before we're going to see one. If we're going to see one, right, Tommy? What else do we have with the CPI numbers?
Well, you know, my friend Bob Iacino, he's going to break down the core number. And the other thing I can tell you about CPI is that this is the third month in a row it's went up a little. And so if you're the Fed and you're going to squash inflation, it's coming back. And again, I've used this analogy before, but you go to the doctor, they give you some strong medicine. You got 10 days worth of medicine. Maybe the market took its medicine for 7 days, quit taking it, and now you got that cold or virus back. And so you need the market, need the medicine, the Fed, for a lot of reasons, to help the economy, politically, everything else. They didn't want to squish the markets. You know, they take a lot of wealth out of 401ks and stuff. You're not going to get reelected, not just presidentially, but in a lot of offices and jobs and stuff. So they want the American farmer, they want the American to feel wealthy with the 401k, but at some point, you just can't avoid what's happened here with inflation. So the way I was explaining to a friend today was that when interest rates in this last decade, when interest rates were artificially low for 10, 12 years, a lot of businesses just had a profit of 5%. They now have a cost of money of 5, 6%. So you now have to be way more profitable. So the interest rate that everyone is being charged or could make is gobbling up profits. And you're going to see home prices come down. You're going to see land prices come down. We have a land expert coming on ATI Pro Media here in the next few days. Might try to get him today, but I'm a little busy here in Nashville. All right, speaking of busy, what do we have coming up with reports this week?
Yeah, we have CONAB, USDA and CONAB out tomorrow. USDA is out at 11, CONAB out at 9 a.m. So we'll be dang near be able to break down both of them live tomorrow, Tommy. And so let's look at the CONAB numbers real quick. I'm going to pull up this chart. And so as you can see, overall, feel free to look at any of these numbers, but average estimates is we're going to raise corn and soybean production is what they think CONAB's going to do, right? So soybean production in March, 146.8. They average estimates 147. They have it raising a little bit, not big ranges, and corn's the same thing, right? We've got it at a where's my corn production at? 112. They've got it at 114, so they have it both raising. And so the story, and I think we had a question about this, and to me, the fascinating bit is the difference from what CONAB is saying Brazil has for corn and soybean production versus what the USDA is saying that they have for corn and soybean production. So give you a little color, right? CONAB in March was at 146 for soybeans. The USDA is at 155, 9 million metric ton different on corn production. CONAB's at 112. The USDA, 124, 12 million metric ton difference. Our head of research, Cesar Cruz, has got a great chart to show that this is not common. This is it's happened the past 3 years. We're seeing that discrepancy. And right now, it is at its widest it's been in 20 years, Tommy, right? Historically, the past, 10 years, I'd have to look at that chart again. We were very much in line. So it's very interesting. We're going to have to watch it. Is what's the difference? And is that gap going to close? Or are we going to keep having that discrepancy? We'll know a lot more tomorrow.
Great breakdown of that. Very informative. All right. We had CPI. Do we want to do tinfoil hat session with the USDA, or you want to leave that for premium content?
I'm ready if you are.
I'll talk about what they did yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So the USDA canceled three different reports in three different sectors. Okay. They cited budget concerns. But the three ones they canceled is we have the July cattle report. We've got the cotton objective yield survey and the county estimates for crop and livestock beginning with 2024 production. So we'll no longer be able to see county by county yield estimates, cattle estimates, which is going to be, it's a little disappointing, right? We like to see that breakdown and see how we're doing, not just state by state, but county by county as well. To me, and I'd love to hear Brady's take on this, but to me, the biggest hit is canceling that July cattle report, because now, right, they'll still have the January one, but instead of having two a year, we've only got one cattle report a year. Okay, so I feel like that, if I was in the cattle sector, I was a cattle man, right? I think we want more information instead of just one a year. So, disappointing to see across the board, I guess, but the cattle one's the one that really stood out to me, Tommy.
Yeah, and Brady and Tony Dunker know those numbers so well, the way they break them down. And sometimes these reports really move the markets. But what are all 100,000 people at the USDA doing?
don't know what they're doing, giving gift cards to people or something. I don't know. Anyway.
And the big talk is, you know, we have the we're not getting any less technology, Tommy. You and I talk about it all the time. There's a lot of companies trying to get in the technology sector in agriculture. And so it's interesting to me that with it getting easier and easier to gather data to compile it, right? Well, no, we can't do that. So we're just going to see state by state, no longer county by county.
You said something, and I want to take us down a different path. You said technology and agriculture. And some very smart friends of mine were explaining to me that venture capital is massively pulling out of all sectors because they were so aggressive of trying to make money, and they thought ag and ag tech was it. But I just I noticed a tweet last week that a big, new, popular ag company, and these are the people when you go to Commodity Classic, they got the best booth, coffee, people smiling at you like they care. And then they laid off one third of their people. And the word is venture capital aggressively pulled out. So a lot of these new ag startups and what you see at the Commodity Classic and all these shows and all the shiny stuff, that's not because they're profitable. That's because they had someone else's money. And that money's drying up. So with what happened today in the markets, look for a lot more money to be running for shelter. Can we bring up, Joe, the Dow Jones? I want to show everyone the initial reaction on the report. And I'll go click in this. Yeah, you tell me what you want to see on the charts. Let's break down what happened in CPI. I think we need to talk about the bond market, the stock market, and of course, I'll click on anything you tell me. What would you like to see, sir?
So right now we're looking at the Dow. Is this a five minute. So look at that. And we're still hovering down at that level. So just shows you how quick, when we get fresh new data, how quick the market can digest it. So what else we got? You want to look at the bonds?
Yeah, I'm going to go 30-year bond first. This is a five-minute chart. Can you still see that? Very good.
Yeah. Okay. So same story, right, Tommy?
Yeah. Hey, let's look at the daily real quick because and then we'll go back to stocks at the end. But red line would be 20 time period. So as we go to daily, green would be 50. You'll see if this is starting to trend down. So this is the bond market. This is the most active bond. When the bond market goes up like this, that means yields are going down. But see this right here? Yields are at the highest point. And I can't see you guys right now, but Joe might have a pop-up, or I could just say it. The 10-year hit 4.50 today. And this is the 30-year, and this is, you know, 4.6, 4.65. But yields, what you're going to see on all the headlines, and you're watching this live, but tomorrow's press and all the text you're going to get are interest rates hit the high of the year. That is the headline tomorrow. So if you're out there and you have a show and you need a headline, there you go. There's your headline. Interest rates hit the high of the year. Fed's going to need to pivot. With that, let's talk a couple other markets that I think are interesting. I just want people to understand the absolute magnitude of that. There are hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars that change hands. This is a big move in bond, folks, a 2-point move in 5 minutes. So things are changing. Anything else you want to see? You want me to go to any no beans or Dees corn while we have it up?
We can't. While you're on the 30 year, can we look at the day? I like the 5 minute chart, but I like to look at the daily too. That's what tells a story for me.
Yep. This is the daily right there on the 30 year bond. And this is why, as bonds go down, yields go up. That's what you need to say. So if I say the bond market got crushed, that means yields went higher. So the bond market did get crushed, and yields are at the highest point of the year. That's right there on that. And that if I click on the 10-year, it's going to look like the exact same thing.
Similar, yeah.
So it's a little more dramatic there. That is people taking out. That spike is people taking out. This move, folks, is the June rate cut going bye-bye. So bye-bye June rate cut. We'll talk July and August. Real quick, corn, beans, cattle, I got them up.
We can pull it. We got a lot of questions, Tom, if you want to do that.
Oh, okay, let me get back to the show. I'm working from my laptop.
I need to give a shout-out. So my great aunt, Tommy, she recently retired from our local. It's local, right? They're headquartered in Assumption, but they're not very local. They're a huge equipment dealership. And so she just retired yesterday. 68 and a half years working for Sloan Implement. So she started there in 1955 and she just retired yesterday. So what a career. If anyone knows anyone that's worked in ag or any job longer than 68 and a half years, please let me know. But a fantastic woman. She's amazing. She's been there. Imagine the things she'd seen in the ag sector, right? She started off selling 40-20s. 20 years ago, she saw auto steer, and now she's in that. So
you think she'll come on ATA Pro Media Premium Edition?
I wouldn't hold my breath, Tommy, but I can definitely ask.
Well, she can do vocal. We don't have to do all the pictures. We can just call her on her cell phone, and she really has a story to tell, and it should be told. Speaking of telling stories, we tell stories every day on premium content. It's $30 a month, dollar a day. We're trying to bring some of the most unique minds here in agriculture, not just in agriculture, but finance, land prices, everything else. Click and subscribe. www.atipromedia is the pay for subscription service. All right, real quick as we wrap things up. We're going to questions. Here we go. All right, here we go. Farmer Brett, I'm heading to Nashville tomorrow. I will meet you at Broadway, Tommy. Hey, I got mixed up in Broadway last night. Look at my eyes. I had a good time at the hockey game. Brett, I'm there, buddy. Just send me a text. You can call that number, 1-855-737-FARM. And myself, Joe, or Gina will answer it. What other questions we have?
Listening from Corey, listening from Spurrier Seat, curious if it's normal for USDA and CONAB to be this farm apart.
We knew what he meant.
We kind of answered it, but no, Corey, it is not. It is very unique. It's the biggest difference we've seen in a long time. And even being any material difference is kind of like in the past 3 years. So absolutely, we're in new territory with that big discrepancy.
Yeah. Any more questions, Joe?
Have we seen many anomalies in Brazilian basis? I recall Trip Floor and AgriTalk talking a bit about it, saying it was higher than expected for a harvest cash price. Might point towards CONAB's number.
Can I take a look at that?
Go ahead.
We can't tell everyone all the secrets. So when we talk about merchandising magic with Michael and Kurt and those guys, we got to let them grab it because they know that. They watch the price of grain flow all over the world. And although we love to answer all the stuff on the free show, it's time for you to swipe that credit card and subscribe to the good stuff, which I'm even more colorful on that show, I think. But what else do we have? Any more questions, comments?
I think that's it, Joe, unless you want to pop another one up. Farmer Brett again, everything the government has a hand in is becomes more expensive. Military, education, healthcare are good examples. They try to help out, but it never works the way they want.
That's not a question. That's a statement. Yes, you are true. Hey, you have my vote, sir, if you're running for office. All right. Real quick, thank you all. We have 9,000 subscribers. We couldn't have done it without you. We appreciate it. This is the Advanced Trading YouTube channel. Then, of course, we have ATI Pro Media subscription base. I want to show people what they get with that real quick. Is that okay?
Yep.
Welcome to ATI Pro Media, powered by Advanced Trading. We're a financial channel that loves agriculture. For just a dollar a day, you'll receive advanced trading research, actionable text, and a minimum of 6 videos a week featuring industry experts and insight. Click the button below to subscribe today. www.atipromedia, hit the green button, subscription, subscribe. If you subscribe here in the next few days, I'll send you an American flag. Just call the number or send an email. Say, I love America. I subscribed. I want my $30 flag. So pretty much, folks, what we're saying this first month is on us. Okay, we survived the eclipse. We're down in Nashville. We're going to go do Cow Guy Close today. I am extremely proud of you and Brady and everyone else. Tell people how this started. I asked you, when did we talk about doing the ATI Pro Media?
Well, I think you were thinking about it much longer, but I believe you called me early fall. You called me earlier than that, and you teased it, I think, in that summer. And then in early fall, you said, hey, are you ready to get serious? And then we started, right? We got our ducks in a row, started practicing. When did we go live? We're getting close to our 100th episode, right, Tommy?
Yeah, we went live the day after Thanksgiving. That Friday, and 100th episode's coming up, and we have a lot of room to improve. And hey, if you have suggestions for what we could do to make the show better, we do the show for you, not for ourselves. If I wanted to call Connor, I'd call him on my cell phone. All right. I am grateful. This is fun to be on. I have to tell you, I was so impressed with those traders I was out. I mean, to be at a hockey game with one of the largest grain traders in the world, they think different than other people. So if you're out there and you're a farmer and a rancher, I want to talk about what I learned from, it wasn't just one trader, it was a whole group of people. And they are in a club that we're not in. And I want to talk about how they organize their club, how they get information, and how they look at markets. Speaking of information markets, you can catch these guys tomorrow on the good looking one in the middle.
That's Brady's, not smiling.
Who's mad, obviously, because the USDA canceled some reports. Okay. Tomorrow, 10:55, I will be at RFD Studios. We're going to break it down. Should be a good show. Never know what the USDA is going to say. And with that, you know, normally we close with Gina, but man, I just had something a little different I wanted to do today. Oh, hold boy. On here.
What do you got?
I'm so proud of you. Big day.
I know exactly RFD what you're going to do.
See you, buddy.
Connor Bridgman, Assumption, Illinois, contributor, ATI Pro Media.
Look at him go. Connor B, catch that show. Connor was on RFD TV yesterday. Proud of you. Great job. Very, very informative. When other brokers in the industry are texting me saying the farmer needed to hear that, that's what was really important. Okay, with that, we're going to end the show. Catch me live at 1 o'clock. I will be hosting Scott the Cow Guy, my dear friend Scott Shalday's mom passed. I'll be in Nashville all week. Farmer Brett, do not get me in trouble in Broadway. See y'all tomorrow.
See ya.